Joe Fisher gives his testimony a couple times a week with Vanderbilt basketball broadcast. Joins us on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. Good morning, Joe.
That's government at its best, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Hey, Joe. Your tax dollars at work.
Boy, oh boy.
Interesting. How do you feel Kevin Stallings, after the day off, how will he approach once they get back on the practice floor about, you know, sometimes you can't revel in a win too much and you got to kind of understand, maybe you have to crack the whip even a little bit more and just to make the kids understand, you know, hey, you know, that win, it's over with. We got Florida coming in.
You know, I think he'll see how they open practice today. You know, they took yesterday off, and he'll kind of gauge it, I think, by how they take the floor today and react accordingly. The good thing is they've been pretty good about being able to put wins behind them or put losses behind them and react the way that he wants them to. And, you know, there for a while when they were on that short, excuse me, that short track where they didn't have much time between games, he had to be creative in practice. They had one 30-minute practice. You know, they were just trying to save legs and you know, count that they would get themselves ready, and they did. So I think he's got a luxury there that they're pretty good, pretty coachable, and react pretty easily the way he wants them to. But if they take the floor today and they look like they're still celebrating, well, then the hammer will come down for a while. You know, he doesn't hesitate to react that way, that's for sure.
Well, Joe, tonight at Memorial Gym, Kentucky's women's team comes in to play Vanderbilt, and I know the Vanderbilt hopes are a similar result as what we saw a couple nights ago.
They would hope that. Kentucky is a much improved women's basketball program in the last couple of years. They've really, really notched it up, and tonight's pink out night, too, because of the cancer awareness. So everybody encouraged to wear pink, so that'll be interesting in the stands, obviously. But the women playing very well right now, Vanderbilt's women are. They're on a bit of a roll, and it's been interesting to watch a little bit of a transformation. You know, Melanie Volcom has been an offensive-minded coach all of her career, and recently on this successful run they've been on,
they really guard the perimeter, baby. What is it? Their three-point shooting defense is like 14%. It's like unbelievable.
It's been unbelievable. It has, and they've just sort of bought into defense now, and so they're not necessarily scoring 80 and 90 points a game. They're winning primarily with defense, and it's been a lot of fun to watch, and they'll try to do it again tonight, and it's because they've played their way now back, I think, into contention in the conference, and they had that early couple of losses and now playing very well.
Joe, some of the things that you take out of the Kentucky win, the great job the Commodores did of taking care of the ball, one turnover in the first half, six for the game, and how they defended, which were precisely the two things they didn't do when they got hammered at Florida.
They got embarrassed. Well, exactly. And now Florida losing last night to LSU.
Wow.
It was amazing, wasn't it? And, boy, things are changing.
They didn't guard.
Ole Miss loses to Alabama. You know, Florida loses at home to LSU. It was very similar. In fact, you know, they ran off to, I think, a 20-6 lead right off the bat against the Gators. So we're going to get an angry group of Gators coming in here on Saturday. But you're right, defense, they didn't really do much of anything down in Gainesville and kind of got run out of the building. So I'm sure that the focus is going to be, again, on playing that defense that they've done so well now in two in a row and also being physical again. They're going to have to, you know, muscle with Spates and company inside and do a lot better job on the boards.
At halftime of the game on Tuesday night, saw David Price get the Golden Spikes Award. That was pretty cool to see, wasn't it?
It was cool, and a lot of representatives from USA Baseball were there, and it was very special. And I guess he's getting ready to report here this week like everybody else is, and it's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. I would imagine he'll probably start in Double-A this year and work his way up pretty quickly, but it was very special to see, you know, a National College Player of the Year award handed out to a Commodore like David.
Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.